Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here's Trey Turner, and the pitch from Feltner's blasted to left, way back and gone. Trey Turner on the very next pitch gives the Phillies the lead. Back-to-back home runs for Schwarber and Turner, and it's 2-1 Phillies.
Boom! The Phillies bats last night. It started off early, and it continued. A victory if they sweep the Rockies right out of here. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Sixers. Do you feel better or worse after last night with everything roped in, including Joel and how he looks physically? And, of course, Jalen Hurts' press conference yesterday. Does Jalen, the way he comes off, does it frustrate, bother you, or are we overreacting to this? And, like, it's not a big deal to you the way he comes off. But last night, Hugh, the Phillies, they must have heard you 2 days ago say that you think they're going to average six runs a game, because you know what they've averaged the last two games?
Six runs
a game.
Yeah, I know baseball.
I'm pretty good at math.
Surprised what anybody thinks. No, but it's one of those things where, you know, you could clearly tell it was frustrating for this team to get off to the start that they've gotten off to, especially with all the everything that they talked about that they wanted to do. And it just felt like at some point that they were going to start hitting.
Well, and they chose a good week because the Rockies stink, and they got on them yesterday. Now, that game got weirdly close at the end. Soto had a bad eighth inning. But the takeaway is Christopher Sanchez was excellent, and the bats exploded. Two in particular. Let's go in chronological order, okay? First, Kyle Schwarber led off the game with a home run. He hit two last night. And you know what happens? When Kyle goes yard, that means beers are on Kyle. A lot of people are going to be drinking Yards Philly Standards tonight. Download the Yards Brewing app to find the participating bars all over the region where you can get a free Philly Standard, of course, Yards and Kyle, courtesy of them. So we had Schwarber lead off. But, Hugh, the real story offensively, it's not just yesterday. It's for the last 4 days. Trey Turner's gotten on a heater here. This is reminiscent the last four games of last August. I thought Trey started off all right. Like, I didn't think he was terrible the first 2 weeks of the season, but it was kind of blah, right? It was a bunch of infield hits. It was fine. Like, it wasn't like he was clogging the lineup or hurting them the way Castellanos and Rojas was, but I didn't feel it was like, wow. The last 4 days, Hugh, have been wow for Trey Turner. He has raised his OPS from 671 entering play on Sunday to 872. In the last four games, the Sunday against Pittsburgh and then this Rocky series, he went 9-for-17 with two home runs. Just ridiculous. I mean, this is Trey did this last August. When he gets hot, he doesn't just get hot. Like, he gets white hot. Hopefully, Hugh, Trey can continue this, but this is a good run he's on right now.
Yeah, anyway, yesterday. So it's one of those things where I guess they got tired of everybody talking about the nine-hole hitter and was just trying to, you know, give him that support a little bit to try to, you know, take a little bit of pressure off of him.
Does help when you play the Rockies. That's what you have to do. I mean, beat up bad teams. Beat up bad pitching.
Like my coach used to always say, if they're bad, beat them because they're bad.
That's right.
And take full advantage of them. And if this is something that's going to springboard you into having, you know, making my average six runs a game work out, then go for it.
What do you need? You need 900 more for the season?
900. That sounds about right. Because yesterday was 907.
and they scored seven.
They scored seven.
900 more runs for Hugh to win our bet.
So I mean, but in the last 2 days, my average has been.
I know.
Good.
Oh yeah, you're on fire.
I'm on fire. Yeah.
If only they could play the Rockies another 100 times, you win this.
Who you got coming in this weekend?
White
you got
Sox.
Who
are
can.
Awful? Yeah, they are a tomato can. So hopefully this continues. Phillies, White Sox.
Three
tomorrow.
Whole wins. They got three wins.
The White Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, they're brutal.
Yeah.
They might be the worst team in the sport. They are brutal.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get it going. All right, Schwarble. Let's go Schwarble.
Do we think that this means they have turned the corner offensively?
I think so. It's going to be kind of cool. Like, I do not like the fact that the temperature has dropped on us, though.
Well, that's not a big fan. You know what happened.
Yeah, but I'm just not a fan, man, because yesterday we running around I wasn't running around in yoga pants, but folks running around in yoga pants and, you know, jogging through the city and whatnot. Then all of a sudden last night it just got cold.
So did you think the weather had turned the corner?
Yes, it did.
And it did not?
No, it did not.
Yeah, what do we have, 55 right now?
Man, listen.
I mean, it's not bad. 57 today, 63 tomorrow.
I put the hoodies up. I just knew it was time for the Hoochie Daddy short season. Then that weather just turned.
You mean for you or for Hurts?
Yeah, I got a couple pair of Hoochie Daddy shorts. I got a few pair.
I think Hugh's just trying to work his way into the photos with Hurts and Barkley.
Definitely not trying to work my way into
the
photos
that's
with
what
Saquon.
It is.
Those young cats, they wear their shorts way too short.
It's like we've come cyclical to the 80s, the short shorts.
Yeah, remember,
NBA?
Like it used to be like we used to make fun of guys like that because usually.
And John Stockton shorts. Yeah, Mark Price.
I'm not.
That wasn't the style when you played.
No.
It was not. We used to wear, like, I grew up in the era of the Fab Five.
They changed it.
They changed, like, they went with the baggy shorts and the black socks because everybody
Rose,
went to,
Chris
like,
Weber,
yeah. So I grew up in that era. So for me, like, cargo jeans, cargo shorts, I should say not cargo jeans, but cargo shorts. They'll never go out of style for me. The kids nowadays, they do not wear cargo shorts.
No.
But me, they're a staple. For me, well, like cargo shorts never go off.
Well, you're living in the 90s. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. You can react to the Phillies. Big. I mean, Trey's on fire right now, which is great for this Phillies offense. Bryce broke out a couple nights ago. Schwarber had two home runs. You know, it's amazing how simple it is. If Bryce, Schwarber, and Harper are hitting the ball over the wall, they score. I mean, that's it.
Offense is much better.
Yeah, they score a lot, and we're not talking as much about Rojas, who did actually hit the ball well last night, or Castellanos, who still has lost. You notice the Rockies couldn't get Castellanos back going? The only guy in the team.
Castellanos.
The guy in the team that didn't do much against the Rockies. All right, 215-592-9494. React to the Phillies. You think this offense has now turned a corner? And, of course, today, big conversation, the biggest, about the Sixers, who are officially the seventh seed. They will take on the Knicks starting on Saturday. Do you feel better after last night, after the win? A lot of reasons to, between Nick Nurse, the role players stepping up, the fact that they grinded out a game that they usually lose. Let's just be real, like that game, that exact situation, they lose that game many times. But the other side and the reality is that Joel Embiid doesn't look right. So I feel good about Nurse. I feel good about this best supporting cast members of role players they've had with Joel. And the path is obviously not daunting with the Knicks instead of the Celtics. But boy, Joel needs to be on the court and needs to be, you know, look better than he did last night. Let's go to Herb in the Northeast. Herb, how we going?
Right, Herb.
Okay, guys. I want to say a couple things. I'm going to start off with the Eagles. Okay, what I'm looking for this year, okay, is when the offense is on the field, okay, a quick strike is okay, but I'm looking for grind it out down the field, move the clock, move the sticks. Okay, keep the ball away from the opposition quarterback. You understand what I'm saying?
Ball control offense.
You want to control the ball.
Yeah, he wants to win time of possession, Hugh. It's
okay,
a big stat.
Ball and pass. Pass the ball, run the ball, back and forth, okay? And know your strengths, know what you got to do, and that's what it is. That's what I'm looking for. And all this other talk that these fans are talking about, Jalen Hurts, this and that. Throw it out, okay? He's a man. He's been around. He knows what it takes to win, okay? And that's it. He'll get the job done. That's it. Now, I'm going to talk about the Sixers. This is Philly versus Villanova, okay? Them guys hit a lot of threes. The Knicks Brunson and
DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo. They shoot a lot of threes, and they like to go to the basket. Brunson likes to drive to the basket, fake this, fake that. So we got to have our best players on the, you know, best defensive players. We got to block out for the rebounds. That's where it's going to come because Josh Hart likes to be the rebound.
All those Villanova guys, they're well coached, Herb. You know that.
That's right. So it's going to be, I think the Sixers, I like the Sixers' chances, and I like the fact that this year's team, for the past 6 or 7 years that Joel's been here, okay, playing and all, with all the ups and downs, this is the first time I see a team that's got anywhere from 4 to 10 guys to 12 guys to 13 guys. You got a lot of depth at guard, forward, and center. And get them all in the game, Coach. Get them all in the game, Nick. And I think we're going to win this first game, and we're going to take this series. I believe we're going to take this series. If we play right, we can knock them out in five, baby.
Ooh, five games. That, now,
I like the sound of it.
Herb, that'd be impressive, out, Herb. Baby. I like that, Herb. We appreciate the phone call. Herb calling a five-game series.
Fiver.
I think we're getting seven. What do you feel?
I feel like it might be six.
Six. Yeah. Well, you know, here's interesting.
I'll get this one in New York, though.
So the Sixers are the favorite in the series over at FanDuel. They've been inserted as the favorite. It's the first time, only one time in NBA history has a seven been favored over a two, and that was 3 years ago when the Lakers were favored over the Suns, when they were the seven and the Suns were the two. So that's the only time. So you can also, Hugh, you could bet on the exact score of the series, right? Like 4-0 Sixers, 4-0 Knicks, like all the different combinations. What you just said is the favorite for the series final.
Is that right?
Sixers in six at plus 330 has the shortest odds to be how this ends. The next shortest odds is Knicks in seven. So Sixers in six is the betting favorite for how this series ends. Knicks in seven would be the second shortest odds. But the Sixers are the favorite. Minus 122, the Knicks are even money. Favorites. Favorites in the series. It's a little, I don't know. How do we feel?
You're a little
about
nervous.
This?
I'm excited about it.
It's a weird dynamic to be a seven seed and be the favorite. I don't know. It's bizarre. You rarely see this. I get why they are. If he's healthy, they have the best player in the series.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Joel Embiid. He's that dude. He's the guy.
If he's healthy.
Well, you know what this really is? This is a matchup between a two and a three seed in the first round.
Because that's what a lot
the
of
Sixers
people feel.
Sixers should be the two seed.
Been. Exactly. What it would have been if not for the injury.
Right. Like, obviously, it wouldn't match up that way. But right. This is a first-round matchup between a team that is basically a two seed and a team that's actually a three seed in the Knicks.
I agree. I mean, they're very. I don't think there's much difference between the teams. I think the Sixers are a little bit more overall talented, but the Knicks have obviously had a better season. That's why they're the two seed. Manny is up on WIP. What's up, Manny?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for taking my call today.
You got it, Manny. What are you thinking?
Well, I want to make a couple of points, and I had a question that a lot of people don't think about. It's a little bit off-topic, but it's still a pretty cool question.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I wanted to say, Joe, I listen to you every day. I think you worry too much, but that's okay. My second point is, Mr. Hugh Douglas,
yes.
Come to Delaware. Delaware is a great place. No sales tax. Great beaches, not shores, because Jersey, they call them shores over there. And my question is, why aren't our Allens that we had that played for the Philly teams in the Hall of Fame, Dick Allen for the Phillies, and the Allen played for the Eagles. Eric Allen. Why aren't they in the Hall of Fame?
Manny, it's a great question. I think they're both, you know, overall snubs. I mean, they're guys that really have a great resume to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Dick Allen's one of the most feared hitters in, you know, his OPS is well over 900 for a career. In fact, Manny, if I look right now, I think there's a chance his OPS for his career is higher than Bryce Harper's. Like, he was that kind of offensive player. I don't know why he's not in. Eric Allen. I thought Eric Allen should have been in the Hall of Fame.
I thought he was.
It feels like sometimes you almost get lost in the shuffle, right? Like if you don't make it.
Popularity
contest. Yeah.
Hall of Fame, to me, like when you look at some people that are in, popularity contest. And if you have the right backing at the right time, then you will get in. And I think that right now, if Eric Allen was on television like he was back in the past, he would probably be in the Hall of Fame right now.
It's almost like you get lost in the shuffle when all the years go by and new players get in.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's how it is with anything. You know, when new guys come out, when they retired, guys get replaced on television and things like that nature. So, like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, Manny, I think they both belong in, to be honest. So, you feel better or worse about the Sixers after last night?
Look, I feel good because I think Joel Embiid is back. It's going to take him a few games more than, you know, to get it back into shape. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the Knicks, this will be the first, you know, real matchup, New York-Philly matchup in years since Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing back in the late 80s.
It's remarkable, Manny. You're right. Rhea mentioned it earlier. Manny, we appreciate the phone call that it's been since 89 that we got a Knicks-Sixers playoff series. I mean, I know part of this is the Knicks have been a pretty miserable team for 20 years. But it just isn't it weird that we've gone that long without in the same conference?
And this long without this I guess you call it a Subway Series if you want.
Yeah, the Turnpike Series,
yeah,
95 Turnpike, series?
Yeah, whatever you want to call
whatever.
It.
Whatever. I mean, yeah. It's New York, Philadelphia. I find it crazy that it's been that long. I mean, I know part of it is the Sixers, when they had their run, that was the downturn of the Knicks from the 90s. They just haven't matched up in terms of both being good. I don't know. It just feels crazy.
It just shows kind of how sorry both franchises have been for long time.
And they haven't matched up. Like, the Knicks were good in the 90s. Sixers really weren't. And then the Sixers have been good the last 5 years, and the Knicks... I guess what?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did they make the playoffs last year, the Knicks? Yeah, they did. They lost to Miami in the second round before the Heat moved on. So they've made the playoffs three straight years, the Knicks? I guess we're due for this now, right? They've both been playoff teams.
It's kind of like the Eagles and the Cowboys have been on a... like collision course for the playoffs for a while now, and they just never match up.
Yeah, they don't. You're right. 215-592-9494. Big V is up. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Hey, Hugh, Joe. First of all, I got to say, that caller Chris, who pissed in his Cheerios this morning? I mean, wow.
You know, and Chris is usually very optimistic. It was kind of bizarre. Maybe it was a Cheerios issue.
He's a little irritated. A little thoroughly
irritated. A lot irritated. All right, first of all, Joe, look. I'm not going to say I love you, but, you know, I listen to you. Get off of Jalen's butt. I mean, for real. I mean, he's been the same freaking guy. He's been monotone in every interview. On the field, he's stoic. He doesn't do anything. You're always fussing about what he's not. But look at what he is. He's a great quarterback. Because if he wasn't, you think they'd dole out $265 million? Heck no!
Well, so let me say this. I think he's a very good quarterback. He had one great year. And I would say you're right. They think he can be a great quarterback. That's why they paid him. You're right. And I hope he gets back to where he was 2 years ago, because Big V 2 years ago, he was amazing.
Was. And I believe that the greater minds, or minds greater than yours, think the same thing. That, you know, he's going to be the franchise player. So listen, I need some slack. Jesus Christ. So what? He's not Mr. Personality. I don't care. He knows how to win.
Well, he is a winner. He has been that. But it doesn't – don't you wish sometimes he was a little more excited? That's all. Like, it's not that he's not a good player. It just feels like he's got no oomph to him sometimes.
No, I don't wish that he was there. I wish that he's the same person, only better. Just win.
I like that. And Big V, to your point, now they're totally different. But Aaron Rodgers was never exactly the –
No, he wasn't warm and fuzzy.
No, warm and fuzzy. But he was a four-time MVP, so no one cared.
Yeah, Jalen is under that pressure. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't mind Jalen being who he is, But he has to know. You better know the pressure's here. The pressure's coming, bro. And you better be ready for it because it's going to be real. What would they say? Palpable? Palpable.
It's palpable.
Palpable.
Like the booze for palpable. Tobias last night. Yeah, they were palpable.
Yes. And I think he knows the pressure's coming because he got a taste of that last year.
Yeah.
But we're looking at, you know, there's some unnecessary pressure, like, you know, friends and family who listen to the show and hear Joe just dragging through the mud. You know, that's pressure, too.
Well, he's hold on. I don't think I drag Jalen through the mud. I'm a Jalen Hurts guy. No.
Look, if Jalen stubbed his toe, it'll be a 20-minute conversation from you, Joe.
Well, of course. He's the Eagles quarterback.
Yeah. Why he stubbed his toe? What are you out there doing?
What is he? Put some steel-toe boots on. We're trying to win here, Big V.
Trying to win games, man. You tripping. Yeah.
Just relax and let Jalen be Jalen. He's going to do it. He's going to win. He had a bad set. They had an implosion at the end of the year. But this is a whole new year, new season. He's got new weapons. And he told you straight out what management tells him. Players play, coaches coach. Okay, and that's what he has to do. He has to go with the plays. So he likes this, he likes that, he doesn't like this, he's quiet.
And I agree with this, but the bottom line is if he plays well, that's all that matters.
Or if he plays bad, he ain't going to be here.
Yeah, he plays bad like he played last year. What did they do? They got rid of the coaches. Well, actually, you know, his coach, the quarterback coordinator,
yeah.
So that don't make you feel bad that, like, he got his boy fired? Like, he got his boy fired. Like, he got, like, seriously though, Big V, he got his boy fired, and that's what he said in the press conference? Like,
yeah, look.
Like, it was his fault he got fired? Well, it was kind of Jalen's fault, too, but you got your boy fired.
Yeah, but, you know, my boy got his butt fired more than Jalen. You know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute, Big V.
No,
Big V.
No. All right, go ahead.
Wait a minute, Big V. Let me just say, if I'm the offensive coordinator, and we boys, and I'm telling you, dog, you got to play better. And you don't? Then are we really cool? Like, seriously, are we really that cool?
If we're cool and you're the off and my boy is the offensive coordinator, and I say to him, listen, why don't we do some complex things like motioning, you know, some misdirections instead of running that straight high school football offense, and he doesn't do it? He got himself
fired. Wait a minute.
Fired.
So basically it was Coach Johnson's fault.
Basically, the brunt of that goes to Coach Johnson.
You know what? Big V, let's agree to disagree.
You know what my favorite part is? Big V, we appreciate that's a good phone call. I mean, we appreciate listening. My favorite part of this discussion, whether it was during the season last year or now, or Jalen just talking yesterday as they start OTAs, you know who escapes all blame for this?
Who's that?
The head coach who's supposed
Nick
to
Sirianni.
Be an offensive guy.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni.
Oh, you know, we'll fire Brian Johnson. WIP will yell about Jalen Hurts' answers. And I just get to sit back. And I don't even know. I guess pop into meetings, reshuffle those core values.
That's what got you, Hunter, reshuffling of the core values. We move them things around as we see fit.
Well, then 2 days ago, I'm listening to Sirianni sit there and watch Howie do a press conference. And I still don't know why Sirianni was there for that press conference, but it's just
moral support.
That's right. Moral support.
That's how we do it. That's what we do around
here. Sidekick. Just stand there, sit there.
I don't give a shit.
That's fine.
And our quarterback talks about how, you know, he it ain't on me. It's on somebody else. I just find that crazy that, like if I'm not playing well, I would think that, like, there's a good chance that by me not playing well or expressing or doing what I'm supposed to do, that is a good chance I might get my boy fired. But that's still his fault.
Well, he tried to play well. He just failed.
Yeah.
I mean, to hear stuff
about being intimidated by one of the players, that was wild to me.
Oh, Brian, I forgot. Yeah, there were so many little crazy things that happened last year during that Eagles season that
and
I blocked some out.
Like, and another thing, the kicker, is we've done everything in our power to try not to talk about last year, but we immediately go back to how continuity is something that I long for as a player. I long for continuity, too. I long for a place to stay as well.
Yeah, but unlike this, that is all solely on you.
Yeah, basically.
All right, what happens first? Hugh gets a place or the Eagles have the same coordinator 2 years
I'm working
on that.
I'm working on that. Continuity. They probably get continuity first.
No, that means a whole other season goes by. You got to get a place.
They're going to get continuity quick, though. I think they're going to get it during the course of the
season. Oh, okay.
I think they're going to have it. I think everything's going to work out for the best, man. I think we make as much ado about nothing.
Well, Hugh have a place by the start of training camp. I think you're.
I'm working on that, man.
Your goal is to beat that mark there.
I am. I'm working on it.
Like, I think you have a way better chance to accomplish that.
It's been ramped up.
Yeah?
I went out looking at places yesterday, and I saw a couple places, but I'm just like,
uh-oh.
Ramped up. I saw a couple places. But it's like the thought of moving is daunting.
Yeah, you got to get past that.
Yeah. Because, like, this the messed up part about it. When I moved up here, most of everything I had in my possession could fit in my pickup truck.
Is that still the case?
Uh-uh.
Well, you accumulate stuff when you're around.
Just a couple trips.
Come yeah. On, man. We can keep taking those orange juice. All right, 215-592-9494. We can react to everything from last night. The Sixers victory, the good, the bad, the confusing, and whatever the heck we call Tobias Harris. Knicks next. Of course, this is a big series with major implications for the Sixers and their path in the postseason. They get through this. There's a clear path to the conference finals. Danny Green, what does he think about a Knicks-Sixers series? We'll check in with the former Sixer, current Odyssey insider, and all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If you're a caregiver in the Philadelphia or Lehigh Valley areas looking after a loved one, reach out to my friends at Ameribest today. When you call 1-800-HOME-CARE, a live onboarding specialist will assist you in the hiring process. Ameribest offers daily pay, performance bonuses, reward programs, and more to support their caregivers. Let Ameribest take care of you so you can focus on what matters most, caring for your loved one. Call Ameribest today at 1-800-HOME-CARE or visit Ameribest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.